Okay, transparency and accountability.
Transparency and accountability was the easiest thing apparently in every group and certainly in our synthesis, because we all wanted the maximum of both transparency and accountability. So basically what we wanted to do was to have all of the things that were proposed by anybody and have even more of them as far as putting things on the web, making them available to listeners, having candidates on air for campaign or interviews, various forms of community outreach. Basically, we wanted it all. And a number of the groups apparently didn't get to the last parts of some of the accountability about who's voting for bylaws, so that I can't report on that from this group. But group three representative asked me to report that there was one dissenting member of her group who thought that it was too costly and difficult to get webcasting of station board meetings done or archives done, and that it was difficult to get many documents placed on the web because they weren't properly formatted. So that's basically the report from our group. And that's why I don't even need to put it up there. Just we want it all.
Okay.
One of the groups probably said, you know, let's take the recommendations from every draft of the bylaw and synthesize it and do it all.
Any questions or points of clarification?
Yeah, I'm actually unclear about what they agreed to here. Maybe I missed something, but. And I'll say specifically that one issue that's come up consistently over the past several months is around personnel issues. That there's a general sense that people that they want, you know, these kind of issues to be as transparent as possible. But sometimes that runs against both legislation and I think values issues around the confidential rights of workers as employees or potential employees. So I mean. From what you said,
one of the groups that really covered that issue, they said that they wanted to have everything up on the web that was consistent with law, and so where it isn't, obviously wouldn't be done.
Any other clarification?
Yeah.
And
I was guided at
Roger, and I'm giving you 2 minutes, so we can move the next.
I was the decided minority. Misrepresented in there. I did not say that I was opposed to having anything because we can't afford. I just said it hasn't been done up to this point because we haven't had the wherewithal to do it, and somebody else in the group said they could help raise the money for it. But yeah. Certainly that it should go through as absolute transparency, and I'm just saying, like anything, it's just
about
limitation.
Right.
Talking about live broadcasting.
Did you let her finish?
No, but I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Now Lydia is correcting the representation.
No,
what she's saying is that she did not say what I was instructed to represent. That she's
correcting the representation.
That it wasn't a dissent. So we acknowledge it wasn't a dissent.
Are there critical clarification questions? We have one more group. And we've allotted 10 minutes for 3 minutes for Dave, and any other closing comments? Roger?
Was there any discussion of on-air listener call-ins as a transparency measure?
Yeah, definitely. It was strongly supported by all of the groups.
Well, that wasn't mentioned.
I gave no details, but it definitely was strongly supported.
Thank you.
By all the groups.
I think it would help, Marlo, if you could write the items on the paper so people could see them. Because otherwise we're going to keep getting questions about did you include such and such, did you include such and such, okay?
Yeah. Did the bi-directional reviews of management by staff survive?
You know, we didn't reject anything by anyone. We said that we wanted it all, so the answer is yes.
Good. Okay,
can
we move? Tracy?
I just want to make clear that did you say, when you're talking about webcasting station board meetings, you're not talking about live broadcasts. You're talking about taping them and then mounting them for
webcasting. You're getting into more detail.
It's almost here.
We have it all included. We have included broadcast on air of all Pacifica National board meetings, webcasts of station meetings, archiving of both.
Right, live or taped.
That's right. Can we not get any details? Is not normally what you put into a bylaw.
Very different cost measures.
You do not put these things into bylaws.
It wasn't
these kinds of specific methodologies don't normally go into bylaws. You have principles and ways of implementing, but you don't get into those kinds of details. That group is this a fair summary from that group?
That's a summary of group two. It's not a summary of all, but
never mind.
It's okay.
But all of that was incorporated.
Yeah,
that's what you said, right?
Yes, all of that is incorporated and more.
Can you put the more up on another piece of paper?
Sure, I must.
I don't need to do that because everybody has copies of things. I mean, presumably the group as a whole has had a chance to look through the bylaws that I drafted. They have more. The PAC bylaws have more. All of those are included.
Okay,
and I don't need to write the whole thing up. It's so
hard. Excuse me, point of order here. Listen. The group that's going to now sit down for the next 5 or 10 hours to put the thing together, we're not going to look through every single one of those things. We needed to see what those 5, 10, 20 items were so that we can make sure that those get in. So we need somebody from your section to write those up. And if there's an addendum to that, that's fine. But do it. We got to have it.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm part of the writing up group. I'll certainly help you do that.
Okay. Please.
Wait a minute now. I would insist that anything that is written up represents the process they went through. She mentioned that there were going to be live broadcasts of meetings. I do not believe it's appropriate for you to arbitrarily make a statement that any details pertaining to live broadcast of meetings should not be in the bylaws. That's not your decision to make.
That's not what I said.
No, you're saying that that's not normally in the bylaws. I don't care if it is not normally in the bylaws.
That wasn't
going to set a new precedent here with this network. Okay. If we don't, we're up shit.
I leave it to the group who's drafting.
Okay.
Moving on to the 4Rs.